for good of what this thing was created for. Clothes were created for what? To protect a person as far as the heat is concerned, sometimes to protect the person from the cold, sometimes to protect the person's or cover the person's private areas. So give me the good of what this thing was designed for. Imagine Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's thinking that this thing must be used also correctly. One is I must thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for what for this giving me, and the second is I must also use it correctly. That same thing can be used for vanity, it can be used for show, it can be used for ostentation. It is making dua, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, let me use this thing for the good that it was made for. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would continue with his dua, and he said, وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّهِ وَشَرِّ مَا سُنِعَ لَهُ وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ I seek protection in you from the evil of this and from the evil for what it was created for. Evil of this meaning, the same thing, وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ I seek protection from this thing now becoming napak, from this thing being a means of me using it for wrong, and for maybe not having a good lifespan. So seek protection from the evil, the bad qualities that it may be in this. And ma suni'a lahu wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm seeking protection from any pride, any vanity, any ostentation, any evil that can come about as a result of me wearing this new item of clothing. So in the beginning of this, we mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take the name, he would make this dua, Allahumma lakal hamdu anta kasawtani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I praise you for giving me this to wear. And he would name that item that he was wearing. For example, ulama give two explanations. One is if it was a turban, for example, say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am praising you for giving me this turban to wear. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give that level of recognition to the new item. Allah Pak has given this to me. Let me recognize it by even taking the name of this item. One is, oh Allah, I thank you for this. One is taking the name of the item. I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I thank you for giving me this turban, for giving me this qameez, for giving me this rida. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would give a name to the thing out of appreciation and acknowledgement of the new item. The next explanation ulama give, possible that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually keep a name for that item. For example, his turban was called sahab. So perhaps Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for every item, he would keep a name. His animals also had names. Things that he had in his home, some of the things had names. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would name these items out of acknowledgement and out of respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this. This is a style of a person that has got total amount of shukr in his life. Got a great, very high level of shukr that he won't only thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he'll acknowledge every item that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. Therefore, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it comes in the hadith, that when he would receive a gift, كَأَنَّهُ مُحْتَاجٌ إِلَيْهِ It was as though Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he would make it seem as though he was in need of the gift. Why? Because for two reasons. One is the person that is giving will feel so nice. I gave him something and he took it as though he was in need. The person is giving also feels nice. And also the second thing is showing that appreciation that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, our Kabir, Muhammad Rasulullah sallam, rahmatullahi alayhi, all other Kabir, people that spend time with them will tell you that when they would ever give them a gift, they would show so much of appreciation. If somebody had to give them a jersey or a jacket, for example, they would wear that thing, you know, for a long period of time, just to show appreciation that this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me. And the person also who gave it also feels nice. Wearing this thing. How nice he feels. So these are qualities we have to learn and bring into our lives. These are important qualities, the quality of bringing shukr, the quality of bringing humility in our lives. In today's hadith we learn a great quality of appreciation. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acknowledge that item that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Make dua that Allah Pak give me the tawfiq of using it correctly. Allah Pak save me from the evil that can be from this new item. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.